when they become a gadol, they should know what mitzvahs are. They should know what mitzvahs are, and that's the simplest reading of the Mishnah. She regilim the mitzvah. So, at the end of the day, the Gemara basically says the following, and that is that if you're dealing with a boy, the boy is a chiyuv to fast min yoreis if he has shtei saris at the age of 13. Min rabbanan though, at the age of 11 and 12, he must fast the whole day. 9 and 10, he must fast a half a day. When it comes to a girl, she's obligated min haTorah when she's 12. Min rabbanan, she must fast a full day at the age of what? 11, 10 and 11. And half a day, 9 and 8, min rabbanan. Okay, that is the upshot of the Gemara. And that's what we assume the din is. Okay? So there is absolutely a din of chinuch when it comes to what? When it comes to fasting on Yom Kippur. And the makor is in the Mishnah here. Okay? So we got that klor. For a boy, it's 11 and 12 the whole day, min rabbanan. 9 and 10, half a day. For a girl, it's 10 and 11 a whole day. 8 and 9, a half a day, min rabbanan. Okay? That's what the Gemara comments here on Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph B'Feirush. Okay? So, Lamaisa, we see that there is this concept, what? We see that there is this concept here, Binyamin. We see that there is this concept called what? Called Chinuch, Lamaisa, and the mitzvah of Chinuch is very critical. So, we are obligated to educate them into fasting. The first Tais Yishonim is on the bottom of the page in Yuma. He's printed on the bottom of the page. Okay? It's in a few Masechtas. It's in Yevamos, printed on the Daf. But in the Tais Yishonim, in Masechus Yuma, you write the notes, in Tais Yishonim, Masechus Yuma, he asked the following kash. We have an accepted rule, he says, we have an accepted rule all over Shas, which says as follows: a Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Yudal, but after a cotton that's ochel nevelos, a cotton that's eating a cheese, let's say eating a quarter pounder or a Big Mac, ain beis the mitzvah lafrisho. If you see a cotton eating nevelos, non kosher food, the beis is not mechuit tzuvah to stop. The beis is not mitzvah to stop. Okay, that's a famous klal in different places in Shas, and it's mentioned in Gemara Yevamos on Kuf Yudal. Okay? Ein bezdin mitzuvin lafrisho. Ein bezdin mitzuvin lafrisho. Okay? How does that square? Jonathan, if the computer's not detracting, if it is, you get out your notebook. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's what we always say. How does this cloud, Ein bezdin mitzuvin lafrisho, square with the mitzvah of chinuch when it comes to the mitzvah of fasting? Why can't I just tell them, let the boy do what he wants, let the girl do what she wants? I mean, how do these two things square? That's the Tais Yishonim's kasha here in Maseches Yuma, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. It's a great kasha. Okay? He says, listen, if you're not mechuyev to what? Hashta chinuchim mecharka frishim yisurim yipoy? If you're mechuyev to proactively have a guy what fast, certainly I should take away the quarter pounder from him. Yes? It's great kasha. So there are two terutzim given, and based on these two terutzim, Bez Hashem want to build up a mahalach based on this. Okay? With the Sefer Avnei Shoham.
Rabbi.
Yes, Benji.
Can I repeat? What was the name of that concept? What was the phrase?
Ein bezdin mitzuvin lafrisho. Bezdin is not mitzuvah to stop a boy from eating the quarter pounder.
Because,
okay?
Because it's Yom Kippur.
In general, ein bezdin mitzuvin lafrisho.
So if he's eating a quarter pounder.
If he's eating nevelos. Ein bezdin mitzuvin lafrisho if he's eating nevelos.
If he's eating a quarter pounder on Yom Kippur, you can say bezdin, they're allowed to take away because of the kosher issue, not because of Yom Kippur, right?
Right, but you don't even have to merge them together. In general, if a guy is eating a quarter pounder, Lamaisa, any day of the year, not just on Yom Kippur, there, you're not mitzvah to stop him. But when it comes to fasting, you're mechuyev to fasting. You want to try to merge the two together, you don't even have to do that. Okay? You don't have to do that. If I have to educate a guy to have him not fast, that doesn't square with this notion of veilus. Yes, Oren?
This is a guy or a boy?
A boy.
A boy.
A little boy. Okay. Mishnah says, I'm a chanukah boy. Okay. Right? 11 and 12, they got to fast the full day. 9 and 10, half a day. That's for a boy. For a girl, 10 and 11, the full day. 8 and 9, half a day. How do these two things square? So there are two terutzim. One answer is given by the Arayim, Rabbi Elazar ben Mintz, who says as follows. Rabbi Elazar ben Mintz writes the following Chiddush. He claims the following. He claims that chinuch is only what? To get a guy to do something. Chinuch is only to get a guy to do something proactively, not to stop him from an isser. And Yom Kippur we view as what? Not stopping from an isser, we view it as a mitzvah essay of inisim istav shoshechem. You follow me? So according to the Arayim, the answer is that chinuch, the Arayim says, and we know the Arayim from Shemitah, right? Because he said afkat de gavra, right? The Arayim is the one who says that chinuch is in order to what? Sheyaseh mitzvos. It's on proactive thing. Sheikh Aluluf. Sit in sukkah. Hear the shofar. Chinuch is sheyaseh mitzvos. Okay? However, to be mafrish from an isser, achein, however, lafrish, oh, mi isser, lo tzarich. You don't have to stop him. There's a fundamental difference between the two. And he claims that fasting is a mitzvah's essay, which it is. It's not just a cessation. It's kind of like the opposite of what we said from the Rambam. Rambam, we said before you came in, calls it Hilchos Shvisas Asur. All of Yom Kippur are cessations of eating and drinking. But here he's viewing it as a mitzvah's essay. Even the Rambam will view it as a mitzvah's essay. But the bottom line is that the mitzvah of chinuch or it is only on proactive things that you should do. Shiyas the mitzvos, not to be mafresh from an isser. Okay? And therefore, Lamaisa, that's why we have the mitzvah of chinuch. So the whole kasha was that we equated the two together, Gavriel, yes? Lafresh with chinuch, and the answer is that premise is wrong. Do not equate the two. That's the answer of the Arayim. Then the Tosfos Yeshanim continues and says, B'shem Rebbe. He doesn't identify who the Rebbe is. And he says, we'll just write down, he says Reish Aleph. He says, Chinuch, let's call him Rebbe, not Rabbi HaKadosh, but one of the Baal HaTosfos. Chinuch, lo, I'm going to write it like this. Chinuch is Shayach, Rak La'av. Chinuch is Shayach only to the father. And this is talking about Beis Din. So therefore, you cannot compare the two because one is for one category, one is for the other category. Chinuch is only for the father, not for an automacher. Therefore, the Beis Din is not mechuyev to what? The Beis Din is not mechuyev to stop the guy. So what's the second answer? Binyamin? What's the second answer? That the premise of the kasha is the two topics are equal, but what? But for the different people. Chinuch is only for the father, and the concept of what? Lafrisho is only for who? To stop a guy from doing any service is only for whose responsibility? Beis Din. You understand what I'm saying? So, as Ravon Shoraim Shlita always teaches us, when the Rishonim ask a kasha, there's a premise in the kasha. When the answers are given, is that premise broken? Or does the premise remain and you come up with a new theory? This is a great example. The first answer of the Arayim breaks the premise. Because chinuch is only on to proactive things, and lafrisho is only on to stopping yisurim. The second answer is that what? They are the same. But chinuch is only for a father, and stopping people from this is on Beis Din. Says the Sefer Avnei Shoyam, please get it, this reflects two different approaches to the mitzvah of chinuch. What are the mechanics? Why do we do the mitzvah of chinuch? Usher, let's get it down. What is the nature of the mitzvah of chinuch? Kind of like Eliezer asked earlier in the beginning of Shir. What is the function? What is the nature of the mitzvah of chinuch? So we're going to present two possibilities, and we're going to plug them in. Number one, the pashup shot in chinuch is to get a guy ready to mitzvahs, to do mitzvahs. Chinuch is to get a guy regular to do mitzvahs. Why do we do chinuch? Today, lahargilo, to get him ready to do mitzvahs. Now, when he becomes a gadol, he's not like a person blind going into a room, or a person that is going to a dark room and doesn't know what's flying. We want him to get him ready to do mitzvahs. Kedei lahargilo b'mitzvahs. But then there's a second approach. What's the second approach? Can anyone think of a second approach on their own? What's the second reason why you want to do chinuch? What's the second svara? Go ahead, Jonathan.
So that they can teach mitzvos.
What do you mean they? They're ktanim. Their kids are ktanim.
Yeah, but I'm saying when
they're not teaching when they're ktanim.
No, but when they learn that.
Why am I responsible to do chinuch? What is the nature of the mitzvah? What does it get them ready? What's the other reason?
It's an uraim. It's an iser.
No, but that's a different category. Say, why is there a mitzvah of chinuch in general? That's what I'm asking you. What is the purpose of it?
Continuity.
I'm going to give you a different svara. That they should look like goyim. They should not look like goyim. Kidei shelo yireh ka'akum. They should not look like goyim. Where did that svara come from? It comes from a Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel, where Tosfos writes in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel, a blind man, is a blind man chayav in mitzvahs or not? What's the din, guys? Chereshot of the katan or patur from mitzvah. What about a blind man? Chachamim say yes. Reb Yehuda says no. Reb Yehuda says a chacham is patur from mitzvahs. So Tosfos says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph on Lamed Gimel Beis Damascus, ha, please get it down. He says, I understand something. That means a blind guy is going to be like a goy. If a sumah is pater from mitzvahs, he's going to be what? He's going to be like a goy. If he's pater from mitzvahs, and you're not machayiv him in mitzvahs, lemaisa, we have to make him chayiv in mitzvahs min rabbanan, according to Reb Yehuda. Otherwise, he'll be like a goy. What'd you say?
What about Chereshot
V'Katan? Chereshot V'Katan, Lamaisa, it's a good point. It's a good point, but the bottom line is that they have no das. A blind person has das. So we're not as concerned, Lamaisa.
We still are concerned.
We're not as concerned, Lamaisa.
For a cotton, yes.
But a Chereshot V'Katan, he's asking. We'll get back to it, Lamaisa.
We'll see.
But the bottom line is that this svara is found in Tosfos, where Tosfos says that the Rabbanon were machmir and said a blind person is lamais is chayiv in mitzvahs min Rabbanon because he should look like a goy. We don't want him to look like a goy. A woman is not chayiv in Rabbanon in mitzvahs eshman grama. Why not? Because she's chayiv anyway in mitzvahs eshlobas man grama. So we're not worried about her not looking like a what Jew. She looks like a Jewess. But a blind person, if a blind person is not chayv in any mitzvah essay, how do you make it seem like he looks like a what? A Jew. So min rabbanan they were machayvim. Shelo nira ka'akum. So says the Sefer Avnei Shoam, what emerges is a new approach as to the nature of chinuch, Jonathan Poster. Is chinuch just to get a guy ready for mitzvahs? Or is the mitzvah of chinuch to make sure we don't want our children to look like goyim? So these are two distinct approaches. You got this, Binyamin? To the nature of chinuch. Now, I want to plug it in.
Ready?
Let's plug it in. One sec, Elias. I want to plug it in. If you hold, I don't know if you guys can see the board, but if you hold, like, the first answer, the Urayim, he's holding the second approach. I don't want you to look like a goy. So chinuch only applies to what? Proactive mitzvahs. If you stop a boy from eating a quarter pounder, that doesn't show he's Jewish. Maybe he's a goy that doesn't like quarter pounders. Maybe he's a vegetarian. How does that show that he's Jewish? You understand what I'm saying? So if you had an arrow, number two goes with one. The second svara. Whereas The second terence of Rebbe, the Rebbe, that chinuch is only shaykh for a father, what does a parent have to worry about? Not only the present of the children, the future of a child. Beis Din cannot be worried about the future of every child. They have too much to do. They're only mechuyim of what's going on now. So if you look at number one, kedei la'argilo b'mitzvus, that's the sheet of what? That's the sheet of the Rebbe. That chinuch is only shaykh to the father. Kedei ra'argilo b'mitzvus, I looked at the future. You have responsibility to the future for your kids. But Beis Din can only look at the present. So I'm plugging in the two approaches to chinuch in these two teruts of Mahu of the Tais Yishanim in the beginning of the 8th parak of Yuma. And Yom, you follow me? It's not the beginning of the 8th parak, but Adap Pei Beis of an Aleph. Yes, Eliezer, first he had Akasha. Go ahead.
Yeah, so regarding the second teruts, that they wouldn't look like a non-Jew, so is that reason just because of like Mars Iron or Shad, like they're gonna put it?
Yeah, it's similar to that, but it's more of a global type of thing. We don't want our children to look like Goyim. And that's why the mitzvah of chinuch exists. Okay? That's why we want the mitzvah of chinuch to exist. It's not a second, it's a second svara, second possibility to understand the nature of chinuch. Okay?
So then is it falls under a lot to say that I'm just like staying away from the iser of Mars Ayin rather than like being.
No. It's to show that the kid is Jewish. That's why I said that it plugs in with the teretz of the Rebbe. It plugs in the teretz of the Urayim, that it's proactive things. If you cause a guy to abstain from eating a quarter pounder, it doesn't show he's Jewish. If I put a lulav in his hand, if I put a shofar in his hand, if I put matzah in his hand, that's showing proactively the guy's Jewish. Abstentions don't show that. So I'm saying that's what the answers are arguing about. Oren, you had a kasha?
Yeah, it seems that both Teretzim, both Kedei La'argilo and Shulier, like they both can apply for both.
I don't think so.
Why? For the child doesn't look like Goyim.
If you hold La'argilo, why shouldn't Beis Din have to do that also?
They should also.
But that's what I'm saying the second answer is. What is the second answer?
The second answer is
a different chinuch only for the father and not for Beis Din. You know, that's exactly what I'm saying. Because chinuch has a responsibility to see their kids will be okay in the future. Beis Din can't do that. I'm arguing with you. Beis Din cannot have that responsibility. They have too much going on. They can worry about what's going on in the present tense. They can't be worried about every kid in Klai, so what's going to be in the future. Okay? That's the horror we're bringing out. Okay? So the two possibilities that nature here are plugging into Tais Yishanim. I want you guys to look this up and see it inside. I'd pay Beis Din off that first Tais Yishanim. Yes, real quick, guys, because we got to move on. Go ahead, Gabriel, then Jonathan.
Can it not come in to be if it was done in private?
What do you mean in private?
Then for the Shalaya Kahakum, the horror wouldn't apply.
What do you mean in private?
If the mice is done in private and no one's.
Yeah, but I see him. I see him.
No one's there.
No, it doesn't necessarily mean. It means in general. It's not just Mar Zion. It's more than that. We want to be proud that we're Jewish, and that spills over to making our kids look Jewish too. It's a good horror as well. Yes, Jonathan.
Regarding the second one, is it more so that it's not like the negative to like not make them look like Goyim, or is it more of the like positive to make them look like a Jew?
It's both. I want to make, because making a guy look like he's Jewish at the same time, he's not a goy. But if I cause an abstention, that doesn't show anything. Could be a non-Jew that doesn't like quarter pounders, he's a vegetarian. If I put a matzah in his hands, I put a lulav, then I'm proactively showing he's Jewish. Okay?
Also, in terms of in chinuch in general,
yes.
Wouldn't the first approach always kind of be the wouldn't it always be the primary goal of chinuch?
Could be. That's the posh of shad, the mitzvah, k'nei regilim b'mitzvahs. The right said that's what the Mishnah says.
Right.
How would you fit the second approach in that phrase? How would you guys fit it in, guys? You should be regilim the mitzvahs, so you won't look like a what?
Yes. So you don't.
So you won't look like a goy. You can still fit it in. The posh of shad is like number one. I would agree with you. But you can still fit it in. That you should be regilim b'mitzvahs, so you should look like a goy.
But it's like a benefit of number one. It's not the goal of number one.
Okay, but they're two distinct approaches. I'm just saying the simplest reading of the Mishnah is that it's a practical guide to make sure he knows how to do it properly.
Because Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem should always be the priority, not just the perceptions.
Okay, but you could take a second approach that maybe that is the general overarching scheme, is to make sure that I don't want my kids looking like they're going. Okay? All right. Let's get to some other nafkaminas. Yes, Bench, real quick.
What about something like shatnez, which is a little tase, but that, like shatnez, there's no rhyme or reason why like a goy would not wear shatnez. Like it's not like you could say, oh, like goy just don't like shatnez. That would be something that would distinguish a Jew from a goy, not wearing shatnez.
Yeah, but no it wouldn't, because I don't know, maybe the guy doesn't like leather, he doesn't like wool and linen together, he doesn't comfortable with it. The lack of doing something in general, Ben, is a good kasha, doesn't show you're Jewish. People aren't going to know that.
But I'm saying, so why is that different than
because it's a difference between proactively doing something and not doing something. Not doing something, we're saying now in the beginning of the Mahalach, does not show anything that you're Jewish. It's a good point what you're saying, but the bottom line is, your lack of wearing that doesn't show anything. Could be you don't like that mixture. I don't know. You were trained, fashion-wise. I don't know. That's all we're saying. We'll see. Maybe we'll tweak that a little bit later. But at this point, that's what we're saying.
Okay. Like does eating something kosher really, like, or does eating matzah on Pesach, does that really distinguish? Like, what if the
yeah, just yeah, like because I'm proactively eating matzah.
That's only a few days of the year.
I'm proactively, on Pesach, of course. To give you a lulav. On Sukkot. No goy does that. That's a proactive thing. Yes, Binyamin.
Not wearing shatnez. 90% of the people don't wear shatnez. Goyim don't wear shatnez. They're wearing.
I understand, but you don't know. But there's nothing concrete that you can point on and say you're Jewish. That's what I'm saying.
I don't understand Benji's kasha. He's saying that not wearing shatnez is good. Everyone doesn't wear shatnez. They're wearing polyester.
Okay, I'm saying you don't even have to get to the nitty gritty of that. I'm just saying a cessation of doing that, Binyamin. You don't need to. Okay.
Wearing tzitzis would be a good example.
Okay, that's proactively
that
doing
something. That's on a daily basis that you're Jewish.
Right. Yes, because you're proactively doing something. Okay, let's continue now. Let's continue. Lamaisa, let's get to many nafkaminas. We have to get to many nafkaminas. Number one. Right, we already did one. This is number two. There is a Ritvoet in Meseches Sukkot. On Daf Gimel, I wrote it in the Mar Mekaymis. Please get it. On Gimel Beis Maskel, Omar Yudin. When you give your boy a lulav and esrog on the first day of Sukkot, would you be Yotze Chinuch if he's a little boy, if it was a bar of lulav and esrog? What's the din on the first day of Sukkot? You have to own it? Yes. If you don't own it, you're not Yotze. Lekachtem Lachem. Yes? What happens if I gave my boy a bar of lulav and esrog on the first day of Sukkot? Would I fulfill chinuch? The Ritva writes no, and the Ravan says yes. Right? Ritva says lo yotze chinuch, lulav sheila, a bar of lulav, the yom rishon you gave to your boy, and the Ravan says, of course you're yotze. You don't have to do all the details. Now, grant you, the Bir Halacha says, you give him a lemon instead of an esrog, then for sure you're not Yotze. That's nothing. A lemon is not kosher. Just like they got the lemon for, you got a lemon for a car, you can have a lemon for an esrog. It's bad. But what happens, Lamaisa? What happens, Lamaisa, if you give him a borrowed one? Well, that's an external thing. The lulav and esrog is beautiful. Is that good or not? So what would you say? Plug it in, write it down. If you hold that he should be regilim the mitzvahs, then what? You better bet your bottom dollar. It better not be borrowed. But if you hold that he should look like a goy, I don't need to get that detail into fulfill chinuch. As long as not an esrog, as long as not an 11, yes? You understand how it fits in nicely?
I mean, even 11, though, looks like
it has
to throw a coin.
I understand, but that for sure is not, you're not getting subjectively. Objectively, it's a nothing. Can't make up something. Can't give a strawberry, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, like for the opinion, just that, oh, that it's for preparing to, is it that preparing to do a mitzvah or to get them to do a mitzvah now? Since if you say it's for
you want them to, you want them to get them to do it right when they become older. So therefore you need to do it now, right, so they get in the practice of doing it right in the future.
Because I would think that maybe if it's to get them to be used to doing it in the future, it would be good.
The only way to do, the only way you're able to do that is if you do it right now, becoming. That's what I'm saying. That's how you practice. Practice makes perfect. No one's perfect except Hashem. Hashem is perfect in everything. We're not perfect in everything. Maybe some things we try to be, but no one's ever perfect in everything. But you're only going to be able to do that if you practice now. You understand what I'm saying?
Who's the second sheet?
The Ravan. So please get that down, the Bar Halacha quotes, okay? Ritva actually quotes, there were people that allowed it. He's referring to the Ravan. It's Machlokes Ritva Ravan. But this plugs in very, very nicely. As a good nafka meaning. Okay? Viter. Another nafka meaning that really emerges from this din. And that is that there is a possibility that we talk about the distinction. Is there a notion, Reb Reuven Grozinski, the great Rosh Yeshiva, is there a notion that a guy, a cotton, should learn himself? Should he educate himself or not? Reb Reuven Grozinski in his Masechah Sukkah and Simon Beis says it's totally on this. If you hold that the purpose of chinuch is what? If you say that the purpose of chinuch is what? Is that lemaisa? Let's back this up with the following. This is the second nafka minin. Number two. Yes? Yeah, this is actually two. This is actually three. This is actually number one, the two terutzim. Okay? You follow me? Can a katan be motzi a gadol or not? Can a katan be motzi a gadol in a mitzvah? If it's the rabbanan. Yes or no? What do you think? Taisus and Megillah says yes. Taisus and Megillah and Afid Beis says yes. Your Yotze. Taisa Megillah Daf Beis says your Yotze. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says you are not Yotze. The Ramban says you are not Yotze. Why? And the mitzvah that is the Rabbanan. What is the Machlaikis? In order to be Motzi someone, you need to be a what? You need to be a Bar Chiyuva, yes? What makes you a Bar Chiyuva? What makes you a Bar Chiyuva? What makes the boy a Bar Chiyuva that he can be Motzi a Gadol? Which approach? He shouldn't look like a Goy makes him into a Bar Chiyuva. He's a real bona fide guy. If he's just regiling the mitzvahs, that doesn't make him a Bar Chiyuva that he can be Motzi someone. Taisus holds, Lamaisa, that he shouldn't look like a goy, and therefore when you do a mitzvah, you have to treat him like a real Jew, and he can be motzi a gadol. The Ramban holds no, that he should be ragel the mitzvahs. We look into the future, like Binyamin said. He's not a bar chiyuva now. So therefore you could not be motzi him at all, halacha lemaisa. It's amazing, no? That comes out to be another nafka minin. And then Reb Reuven Grozinski, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Tarei V'Das, says, is there a notion for a katan the mechanech himself? Is there a notion for a katan the mechanech himself? What would you say? Let's write it down. Number four. Is there a notion for a katan to be mechanech atzmo? What would you say? If you hold he's a bar chiyuva, then what? Bar chiyuva, then sarich, he should mechanech himself. If you hold it's kedei la'argilu mitzvahs, rak ala asid, only on the future, lo what? Lo sarich. Listen, the parents have to take a look at his future. But the cotton doesn't have to be worried about that. Cotton doesn't have to be worried about his future. So if you hold Jonathan Posner, that he's what? That his mamish becomes a bar chiyuva. Bar chiyuva means he's a person's chayiv. Then lamaisa what? Then lamaisa, I would think there's a mandate to mechanech himself. But if you hold it just to be in the future that he can do mitzvahs, forget about it. Lamaisa, not mechuyiv the mechanech oneself. He wouldn't be mechuyiv at all. None whatsoever. That's the punch of shot, lamaisa, that one could suggest. Now, this brings us to the following. Could very well be that there is a big distinction. Mr. Brewer writes in Simon Shin Mem Gimel Sif Katan Dal. Are you guys familiar with the phrase Katan She Gila Chinuch and a Katan Shaloi Gila Chinuch? A Katan She Gila Chinuch has arrived at the age of Chinuch. A Katan Shaloi Gila Chinuch doesn't know what's flying. Mr. Bruin Simit Shinman Gimel Sifkot Dalid says Chinuch only applies to a boy that's of the age of Chinuch. That he can be what? That he could be educated. This is number five. Katan Shi Gil Chinuch. Now, this distinction only works with what? Which one of the two approaches does it work with, do you think? That he's of the age of what's going on, then I have to mechanech him. If he's of the age where he doesn't know what's going on, I'm not mechuyev. Which one do you think that plugs in with? Which one? You guys tell me. If it's to be ruggled, right. If the guy doesn't know what's flying, it's not going to help him when he gets older. No? Not going to help him at all. But if you hold that it's what, that he shouldn't look like a goy, well, even a young kid that's under the age of being educated, I still have to make sure he doesn't look like a goy. So the mitzvah of chinuch should apply. That whole distinction between chinuch and gilach and loinich seems to highlight the regil and the mitzvahs, the first approach. Much better. Much more halacha lamaisa. That's what it seems. Okay? Now I have to tell you, there is a tais in the Sechah Shabbos. Please get it. Adav kufcha fa'al from Rav Din Maschol Shema Mina that makes no distinction between an essay and a lotase. The chiyuv is completely on the father and based it. He makes no distinction between igil chinuch. He makes no distinction between mitzvah esse lotase and no distinction between the father and the based it by a katan shigil chinuch. Everyone's mechuyev to get the job done. Which approach does that work with? Both. You have to hold them both. If you hold them both, then I have that distinction. That's number six. Taisus in Masechta Shabbos. Adaf what? What do we say? Kuf Chaf Aleph. Ein Chiluk. Bein Esei. Lo Tasei. The Ein Chiluk be what? The Ein Chiluk Bein. What's that? The Ein Chiluk Bein Av. Who based it? That means you must hold both. It applies to what? Across the board. Must be, you hold both. So there is a sheet that we just dug up that holds both approaches. Both approaches at Chinuch are right. That's why I have to what? Make sure I do both. I have to make sure that it extends to what? I don't want him to look like a goy. And there's no distinction of Av and Avez if I look like what? That he should look like a what? He should look like a what? Should look like a goy. Halacha l'maisa. He should look like a goy. If you're taking that approach, then, as we said, l'maisa, this approach is working with given mitzvahs. The first approach is you should look like a goy. There's no difference between a father and a beis din. Yes?
That first one, it shouldn't say ain chinuch bein.
Ain chiluk. Ain chiluk bein esse lotase. Thank you. There's no distinction. Thank you. So this Tosus, if I ask you, give me a marker that's a both approaches, is that Tosus. Now this brings us to the topic, which is called Safinin. What does Safinin mean? What is the word Safinin? I'll write it on the board. Samach fe yun nun nun. Safinan. am I ever allowed to feed a katan in Isser? Up till now, we've been talking about if you saw him eating the quarter pounder, I am going to stop him. Am I allowed to feed him in Isser? It's called safinin. Where is the sugya in Shas?
Is that there in the Lepenka?
Because he's a boy. He's a boy. He's not mechuyev in mitzvahs. If neighbor is someone who's mechuyev in mitzvahs, a good horror. Safinin is a Gemara Nivamas Wadaf, Kuf Yudal and Manalaf. The Gemara has it, Jonathan, by three things: blood, shrutzim, and tumas kohanim. Stick a young boy in a cemetery, a young cotton. Give him blood, give him shrutzim to eat. Insects, bugs, rodents. Or you give him blood, you give him rodents, or you what? Stick him in a cemetery. Now, the Gemara says why you need to have all three psukim. The Gemara has a trichusa. But there is a tour. I want you to get this down. The tour says the Isser of Safinin is only by those three categories. Only by those three. It's amazing. Only by those three do we have Safinin, says the tour. And the Rabban says that's ridiculous. We apply to call Torah Kula. Beis Yosef says we apply to call Torah Kula because have you ever heard of the category called a Binyan Av? We say it every morning. Binyan Av, you take one din, you expand it to call Torah Kula. Right? Shnei Ksuvim Aboyin Kachar is Malamdin or Ain Malamdin, right? So Machlokes, you have two Makoros. Maybe it's to keep it in those two or expand it. But the Gemara says in the name of Yudah, Shlosha Dvaram Kachar, Ain Malamdin. Evident is you have all three categories, you don't expand it. Right? But since the Gemara had a Trichusa, you need a Pasuk for each one, it becomes only one. The only time you say Shnei Ksuvim Aboyin Kachar or Shlosh Ksuvim is when they're extra. You didn't need them to be said. So the Rabban is the Pashup Shot that Safinin applies in all Isurim in the Torah. But the Torah has this collector's item Shita that Safinin only applies to those three. Yes? So, but there's a further Machlaikis, even if you assume like the Rabban, which we all do, that Safinin applies by Shari Surim, doesn't apply to Nisid Rabbanan. Are you allowed to feed a boy or a girl, milkings and fleshings, 6 hours. They didn't wait 6 hours, which is a drobonim. Are you over safinin on an issue drobonim? So the Rashba writes, there's no issue of safinin on an issue drobonim. And all the other Rishonim argue, including the Rambam. Rambam says safinin applies on an issue drobonim. So let's write those two machlokes down on safinin. Number one, Rabban, Safinin applies Bishar Yisurim. Tur says Rock the what? Dam Shrutzen. What else? Tumas Kohanim. Excellent. And number two, there's a further Machlokas by Safinin. Doesn't apply to Nisan Rabbanim. Rashba says Mutter Al Isidrobonon. Rambam says, Usr, a few of Isidrobonon. We hold like most Rishon, like the Rambam, like most Rishon. Few Bishar Yisure Drobonon. Yes? Even by other Yisure Drobonon, it applies. Now, how would you plug this in? Maybe you could say like this. This will be a number 7 nafkamina. Look at this, number 7. If you hold it to be regilim b'mitzvahs, then safinin applies to Yisurin d'orais and drabanan. Like the who? Like the Rambam. But if you hold it, you should look like a goy, yes? Maybe it's enough to stop feeding the guy cheeseburgers, which are the d'oraisim. What's an example of a food that's only drabanan? Milk is flesh in 6 hours.
Turkey.
Yeah, stopping that. With the turkey, we hold it there. It's been a turkey. It's completely mutter. Some say you have no masorah. But that could be the Rabbanan order. But according to the Rambam, maybe it's enough to say, by not feeding him the erises, I'm showing that he's not a goy, he's a Jew. That's contradicting a little bit what I said at the beginning of Shir. But I think feeding is different. You're feeding. Pharaoh about to feed the guy. Oh, stop, because it's D'oraisa. That shows he's Jewish. But I'm about to feed it the Rabbanon, milkers, not waiting 6 hours after he had phlegis. That doesn't show per se that he's Jewish. But if it's to be regular with the mitzvahs, I don't care what it is. I don't care whether it's D'oraisa or the Rabbanon, you better be on top of it. You better be on top of it. And you better do both. Yes? That's what I'm suggesting. Now, this brings us to another Gemara in Yuma. Okay, the first one we saw is Pei Beis. Another Gemara in Yuma is Ayin Chesem at Beis, where the Gemara says the following. I'm going to say it outside. This is the second Gemara in Yuma. You guys can investigate this today or tomorrow. Okay? The Gemara says a Brisa in Ayin Chesem at Beis in Yuma. It says that Tinokus, what are Tinokus means? Young children. Shaloi Gil Chinuch. Are they mutter in the Chamesh Inuyim? Yes, except for which one? Leather shoes. They cannot wear leather shoes. Mor says, what's wrong with leather shoes? Because people are going to start saying that the parents did it for them. They put on the leather shoes. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Safinan. That's the Issur, Rashi says. People are going to start thinking, what?
Too.
What do you mean achilu v'shtiyah?
That's also safina.
What do you mean? Why are they feeding? They're eating on their own, no?
They're infants, no? They're the nine and gila lefina.
Okay.
They're still knowing their eye check.
So lemaisa. Let's just. I hear what you're saying. Because you're saying lemaisa. You're saying lemaisa. I don't know, but let's say they're eating on their own. Let's say it's 3 and 4. Okay. Let's say they're 3 and 4. They're eating on their own. So the reason why Neil is a sandal, so the Gemara asks your kashin. Gemara says, you with me? Washing and anointing should also be usher. Because people say the child washed and anointed when the adults, they'll say the adults did it for them. Right? What's the answer? Rechitz and Sika, people say they did it for them yesterday. On Erev Yom Kippur. Why can't you say the same thing by the leather shoes? You tell me, because you're not allowed to, a person should never sleep in your shoes. It's experiencing the death, taste of death. So we assume they didn't sleep on it, so they put it on today. But the Gemara is bothered by it. It says, Mutar lechachila. So I'm saying the whole Havamina of the Gemara is that it was the Eraisa. That we thought that they think that people are going to what? Feed them. Yes? That people are feeding them in Isser. Yes? People are feeding them in Isser. We don't allow small children to fast Yom Kippur. We train them. But this is talking about what? Right? We're talking about children that are permitted to engage. Only children that have not reached the age for training. Lemaisa. Okay? So, it's got to be talking about kids if they're the babies that can die. Kuf Nefesh. Talking about kids at 3 and 4. Right? They're allowed to eat. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Why is shoes worse than everything else of the other ones? Right? So Gemara is, because it's all an issue of what? Of safinin. What should be the difference? You're worried about people saying safinin, so it's a problem. So Gemara comes up with a whole new answer. You know what it says? Elahanat b'lav rebisayu gazer rabbanan. The rabbanan asserted pleasures wearing shoes that are not necessary for a child's development. But those that are necessary, like washing and anointing, are necessary for the children's development, that they didn't make exerim. Yes? So the Gemara switches from it being the Eraisa and the Havamina. Yes? And then the Maskara all of a sudden became the Rabbanan. In other words, the Havamina is that they would think you did something wrong, was this the Eraisa? Yes? Safinin. The Maskara has nothing to do with the Eraisa anymore. What? What is it? It's only the Rabbanan. And Lemaisa, they only ushered it by wearing shoes because they're not necessary for a child's development. Whereas the other things are necessary for a child's development and it's not considered to be a problem. And Lemaisa, it's okay. Meaning that it's like the Issur is only the Rabbanan. What I'm asking, Sarfati Shlita that brought this up, Lemaisa, the Chaburi yesterday, the Kailo, what changed from the Havamina that was the Eraisa? That we thought you'd do it under the Eraisa, that it changed to be a Derabanan all of a sudden. What changed, Lemaisa? What did the Gemara? What changed in the Gemara? The one from a you understand what I'm bothered by? Gavriel, you follow me? What does it spell out? What changed from the Havamina to the Maskana? So maybe you could say one possibility is what we wrote on the board, that Safinan only applies by what? Well, Havamina was it applies by all areas of the Torah, like the Ramban. What's the Maskana? What's the Maskana? Jonathan, what's the Maskana? What's the Maskana? The Maskana is Safin normally applies to Dam, Shratzim, and what? And to Maskanim. So that's why the Gemara said it was the Rabbanan. They only made exer on things that kids need for their development. Obviously, eating and drinking, they need Lamaisa. They're allowed to eat it. It's Mutarim Lekarchilu, right? Mutarim Lekarchilu. The Medusa, even in the first place, Lamaisa, they're permitted, right? They don't apply to all the children. Even to the point if one comes and they want to ask if he made feed and wash a child, we send him feed and wash him. We allow him, Lekarchilu, feed and wash him, Allah Lamaisa. Okay? It's not because we assume he did it yesterday, we assume that it's Mutter. So maybe the Havamina is that Safinin is what? Is by Shari Sarum, and the Maskana is only by Dam Shratzim. It's a little bit uncomfortable because we pass like the Ramban, that Safinin applies everywhere, but that's one way to read the Gemara. Another way to read the Gemara is maybe it depends upon what the Shari Nuyim, are they the Arise of the Ramban? Remember I mentioned in the beginning of Shir? Are the Shari Nuyim the Arise of the Ramban? Maybe the Havamina was Achilu Vishti and everything else is the Arise. Then the Gemara says no. At the end of the day, they're only the Rabbanon. And since they're only the Rabbanon, the Shari Nuyim, Lamaisa, but that's not going to help you with Achila, though. It's not going to help you with Achila. Achila, you're allowed to what? They're Mutarim by Achila, it seems. You're allowed to feed them, even Lamaisa, because that's needed for their development. What I'm saying is that's a Diraisa, right? Healers of the Arises. I don't think that answer is a good answer. I got to tell them the vice. But I'll tell you what you could say. Maybe you think Safina is only on any Isser, but an Isser's mind is different. The Magen Rum says there's no Safina on an Isser's mind. Let's say, are you allowed to give a guy Kiddush, the kid to drink before he said Kiddush? Why? It's not yet to say Kiddush. Why are you able to give the kid a drink? Because there's no Isser Safina on Isser's mind. Shabbos is only once a week. So you have Kippur's once a year. So maybe there's no Isser Safina. The Magen Rum says, Ain Isser Safina. Ain Isser Safina, Isser Zman. Some Isser that has a Zman on it. You follow me? So that's another way, maybe, of learning it. Okay? That way of Shari Nuim is not going to help you. Because why? Because Achila Vishti is always the Arisa. So I will scratch that answer. First answer is Safinin is only by Yibashar Sirm, the Havamina, the Maskana is only by these three, so that's why I dropped him in the Rabbanim. Second answer is that Safinin is by everything, and it's the Maskana is not by Nisra's Man. That's why I dropped him in the Rabbanim. You know what the third way might be? Exactly like we've been building up. Exactly the way we've been building it up. Plug it in. Why do we do, what is Safinin all about? What's Chinuch all about? They should be regiling the mitzvahs. Yes? So maybe the Havamina was what? Maybe the Havamina was like what? They should be regiling the mitzvahs, right? They should be regiling the mitzvahs. Yeah? And therefore what? The Havamina is like the Rashba. They should look like Goyim. They should look like Goyim at all according to the Rashba. Therefore, if they shouldn't look like Goyim at all, then you can't allow them to what? The Gemara is bothered by that, you know, you shouldn't be able to what? Feed them anything. Why should there be a distinction between anything? They're all Isuri D'Raisa. Maskana is that they should be regiling the mitzvahs. Maskana is they should be regiling the mitzvahs. So if they should be regiling the mitzvahs, what should be the what? Haina Ribisayu. What dropped to being the Rabbanon? What dropped to becoming the Rabbanon? It became the Rabbanon because it should be regiling the mitzvahs. Why should they have dropped for it to be the Rabbanon? The Gemara wanted to say, Lamaisa, that it should be dropped. It's Mutar Lekachiva. Why is that, Lamaisa? Why is no promise to the Safinin? So Lamaisa, we plugged it in by saying the first teretz is holding lemaisa. They shouldn't look like goyim, right? The second teretz is upon the father. To think about how this plugs in as being a havamin in a maskon lemaisa, based on utilizing this Rashba lemaisa. By utilizing this Rashba, it's very, very difficult. But this is what the Gemara is not clear, how it's masbir, how it was the Raisa, and then it switches to becoming one derabbanan, halacha lemaisa in this sense. So therefore, you're allowed to what? You're allowed to feed them when it says tinaikis lemaisa, you're allowed to feed them. And the Gemara says, we're saying it's based on what people start saying you did an isser lemaisa. People start saying you did an isser. So I got real brought up, but you're dealing with little kids. This brings us to the following shiloh. Let's get it. And that is, let's say Rahmana Litzlan, someone has a child that they need to institutionalize for the reasons to make sure the child is properly taken care of. They cannot take care of them in their own home, Rahmana Litzlan. Can they enroll the child in an institution where they are fed machalas asurus? This was a tshuva of the Chassam Sofer in Siman Pei Gimel, where he was dealing with this shiloh. And he actually says that according to the Tshumas Hadeshin, the Tshumas Hadeshin has a tshuva in Siman Chelik Beis, Siman Samach Beis, where he has a katan that cursed his father when he was a young boy. When he becomes older, does he need a kapara? So he says, well, granted he's not punished when he's a katan, I'll tell you that much, but I will tell you, Lemaisa, I will tell you that if he knew what he was doing, he should ask Hashem for mechila and the father. And I'll prove it to you from the topic of safinin. What does he say by safinin? The Torah says you're not allowed to feed the boy in Isser. So you're going to give me margal him in an Isser. And when he grows up, he's going to be used to what eating it. So if you hold Lemaisa that it's an issue of regilim and mitzvahs, then you understand what safinin is all about. I should apply the rice and the rabbanis. But if you hold that it's based on what? That he should look like a goy, then one can certainly distinguish and say, you know what? There might be what? When he eats the nevelis, there's no onish. It's us to feed him, be a dying, because they're feeding him and showing that he's not a Jew. He's showing that he's a goy. I'm not talking about passively letting him do it. That's what we talked about at the beginning of the year. Here you're proactively feeding the guy. If you say it's looking in the future, then you understand why the Chumash Hadeshin writes, why is it us to feed him? The answer is because I don't want to be ruggle in it. That's what's going to happen. I don't want to be used to it. Halach Lamaisa. So that's why you understand Lamaisa that there are Misaki and Lamaisa that he should be ruggle basiyas mitzvahs. But the machlokes is exactly this nakuda, whether we view Lemaisa chinuch as being to be ruggle b'mitzvahs, or that he should look like a goy. You follow what I'm saying? That's the chiddush that we're bringing out from this notion of safinin. And it could be if you looked at this Gemara, in Dafayin Chesemez, the Gemara doesn't elucidate why it changed from the Havamin to the Maskana. Why did it change from the Havamin to the Maskana that we thought it would be a problem safinin? And then the Gemara says, well, they'll say you did it yesterday, but sadly they won't say you did yesterday. Fine, but the Gemara says that doesn't fit in. Mutara means that they're able to do it even lechatchila. They're able to feed them, lemaisa. That's what it means. And the reason for the kula is not because one assumes a child washed yesterday. For in that case, the child who wishes washes the child knows the child's being washed today on Yom Kippur, right? So you see clearly lemaisa, you're allowed to even do it if they ask you. It says mutarim mamish. So you have to come up with a whole new chiddush lemaisa in this din. Okay, now this might lead us to the Birkei Yosef Sofek. Okay, Birkei Yosef has a Sofek. Birkei Yosef has a Sofek where he says, is there a din of chinuch in general on din of the Rabbanan? But before we get to that, You understand the discussion of the Chasam Sofer now, right? Can you send such a child to that institution? If you hold that it's be regilim b'mitzvahs, what would you say? Let's write down number 8. Is there a din chinuch on a shoytin? Okay? Number 8. Is there a chinuch on a shoytin? Chinuch al shoytin. What would you say? If you hold this to be regilim b'mitzvahs, it's never going to be regilim b'mitzvahs, God forbid. It's not chayv b'mitzvahs. So maybe you could enroll the child in such a place. But if you hold that he should look like a goy, you set up a scenario, you're feeding him ham and bacon, you're showing proactively that he's a what? He's nothing but a goy. He's not. So therefore, that would be another nafkimina latina in this shiloh of how you view the din of what? How you view the din of chinuch. Now, the Biki Yosef has a general sofek in Or HaChaim, Siman Tov Resh Nun Zayin, Siv Gimel. Yesh li stopek, im sarich l'chanech katan belulah b'shar yimei achag, davi trade the rabbanon. Sukkos is coming up. When is it the Raisa? On the first day. When is it the rabbanon? On the rest of the days. Is there a mitzvah chinuch on a mitzvah of the rabbanon? What do you say about that? Is there a mitzvah chinuch and a mitzvah in the Rabbanon? That's what his suffix is. What would you say? What would you say? I would say definitely there's a what? I would say definitely there's a mitzvah what? I would definitely say there's a mitzvah chinuch. Wouldn't you say that? And the Rabbanon, well, plug it in. That's a ninth nafkamina device. A ninth nafkamina. Chinuch. Birkei Yosef Sofik. Birkei Yosef was written by the Chidah. Chinuch al mitzvahs min Rabbanan. Is there chinuch al mitzvah min Rabbanan? If you say it's to what? Practice to make sure you know how to do everything good. And obviously it applies to mitzvah min Rabbanan. Chanukah is the Rabbanan. We want to make sure he knows how to do it. But if you hold that it's to make sure he doesn't look like a goy, then one can certainly project and say, well, as long as he's doing mitzvahs d'oraisa, that's a fine that makes him look like he's a Jew. But if you hold that it's what? If you hold that it's only the Rabbanon, maybe he doesn't have to be doing the Rabbanons. The things that show that he's d'oraisa, then Lamaisa, he has to what? He has to make sure that he does it or give him the mitzvahs. Okay? But if you hold that it, the mandate is he should look like a goy, then it's possible to suggest that as long as he's doing the erises, yes, as long as he's doing the erises, that's enough to show that in fact he's doing what? He's a Jewish person, and it's not considered to be a problem. If you only look to the future, then you got to be able to do everything. There's no difference in Mitzvah Eisen, there are abundance. If you also look near a Kaakov, he's doing Mitzvah the erises. He's doing Mitzvah the erises. So that shows enough that he's Jewish. And maybe one could suggest that Halach Lamais is enough that he's Jewish already, and therefore we're not worried about it. It's kind of like they said by the woman. Why are we Mechayev woman in Mitzvah Zan Grom and Din Rabbanon? Because she's already Mechayev Mitzvah Shlom Zman Grom. So I don't need to Mechayev those in the Rabbanon. So Lamais, what we built up here is a framework of the importance of the Mitzvah Chinuch. Okay? And it really, we really find it that it's makor is here by Yom Kippur in a very serious way. Now, a katan, do you have to give him the shiurim when he eats? You know, if someone has to eat on Yom Kippur, what are the shiurim? You drink less than 3.1 fluid ounces every 4 minutes. If you can handle 9 minutes, it's better. Get this down, less than 3.1 fluid ounces every 4 minutes.
Usually a shot glass.
Even 9 minutes. We got to measure it out because the serious dinner is the rice.
That's why we usually use a shot glass. That's
it. I don't know, but you got to measure 3.1. Like, I mean, less than 3.1 fluid ounces. Preferably every 9 minutes. You can't handle 9 minutes every 4 minutes. So what about eating? It's got to be less than a Tam Tam. You know what a Tam Tam cracker is? Less than the size of those round crackers and all those snackers. It's got to be less than that every 4 minutes. If you can handle it every 9 minutes, that's what the shiurim mean. So they won't be at tziruv together. But the bottom line is It's interesting, the Rav, I think it was Shatner Shlita told us from the Rav. The Rav would say many times, the biggest thing that he was scared of was not being able to fast in Yom Kippur. That was the thing, he dreaded that. And he didn't want to ever, God forbid, be sick where he wouldn't be able to fast in Yom Kippur. This was the godless of the Rav. Ish halochet. So if a person has to eat, you have to do the shiurim. And the shiurim is less than the tam-tam. Every 9 minutes, one tam. If you can't do that every 4 minutes. So the Minchas Chinuch says, when you feed the little kids, you have to feed them like that. That's a chiddush nifla. This Minchas Chinuch. All the posts reject that. The kids are not obligated to fast, they can eat regular. They should be able to have steak and potatoes. But the bottom line is that we have to realize that, you know, this halacha, the shiurim is by an adult, cotton bush, but I don't have to do it, but it's gonna have it even by the ketanim. Yes, Jonathan.
For people who can't do shiurim for whatever reason, I've also seen that they're also obligated to bench and include a yala v'yavo for Yom Kippurim.
Yeah, that's if they're eating bread, the mice they have to bench, and they would say yala v'yavo. Now, do they have to say kiddush? So we say Yom Kippur during the week, you don't say kiddush. On Shabbos, the machlis would be kivegan or samech. We also paskin that on Shabbos, you don't say kiddush either. But that's a machlis if Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos. But during the week, you can eat without the kiddush, but you would have to bench if you're having bread. But you got to play, tone it down. Shouldn't you have a fancy meal?
Right.
Shouldn't have a fancy meal, and you have to realize this. Yes, go ahead, Gabriel.
Mr. Sinach says that we have to feed the shiurim because we're cautious of Sabinan, or?
Yeah, it's not really clear why he seems to be saying it. That, yeah, it might be the Arisa. He says only feed him Kedei Chayev.
Now, are the shiurim, are they exclusive to Yom Kippur, or are they just, the Chalal is not considered Derech Achila? Because then...
What do you mean?
I'm saying, because if it's just... I think
it's all Derech Achila.
So you
want to be okay. Look at Derech Achilas when you put tons of mustard and ketchup on, it's disgusting to eat.
So
when you put too much salt and pepper on it, you can't eat it. That's Shalok and Derech Achilas. But this is Derech Achilas.
So then when you still eat over Sefinan, you're still giving the child...
But if they're eating, if they do the shiurim, then it's only the Rabbanan. Remember, anytime you eat, it's only the Rabbanan. That's why we allow Chola to eat. Why is a chol allowed to eat on Yom Kippur with the shiurim? Because not the rice, because the tziruf. There's no tziruf. You know what tziruf means? You don't combine the eating together. It said he had a kazayis b'chei for his pras, because he waited the amount of time. So it always drops it to be the rabbanon. Okay? One time it's the rice when you eat it in one shiur. Okay? So, the maisa, you guys got to keep in mind also that there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur. I want you to find that out in your town when you're starting. There's a mitzvah to usher in Yom Kippur early and end it later. It's a mitzvah the Yeraisa, according to everybody. Tosefes, Shabbos, and Yontif might be the Yeraisa, the Rabbanah, or might not even exist. Three shitas. But in Yom Kippur, everyone agrees with the Yeraisa. So you should start Yom Kippur a little bit early and end it later. You got that? That's why you come to shul before Kol Nidre 20 minutes before, or 25 minutes, and say Tefillah Zaka. Tefillah Zaka is written by the Chayanim, and you ask Hashem, you grant everyone Mechil at the end of that phrase. And you accept Yom Kippur upon yourself, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, accept it early. And you should find out when it ends, you should end a little bit later. Right. You don't need to break the with Kiddush Levana, because you're in a spiritual level of Simcha that you could say it without breaking the fast, not like Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, you got to break the fast before you say Kiddush Levana. But by Yom Kippur, you can go out there with pure Simcha. You don't need to eat and drink. But it's another mitzvah add on. Yeah, go ahead. Who's asking?
Yeah, I was going to ask about Kiddush Levana, if that counts as like extending
As long as you don't eat and drink, you're extending it, Bench. Correct. But don't if they have orange juice in your shul, you shouldn't drink it. You want to make sure you get the few minutes in of extra. A few minutes. It could be 2 minutes, 3 minutes. The more the better. It's a mitzvah of the Yoraisa. Now, the Magen Mishnah says the mitzvah of Tosef is only by the Inuyim. Only by the Inuyim, which are the, you know, Achivu, Ishtiyah, and the Ashari Inuyim. And the Rav Zatzal thought that was wrong. The Rav thought that it's a package deal. That the Chamesh Inuyim and the Isra Malach are all one thing. So you have to usher in Yom Kippur early vis-a-vis the Inuyim and the Malacha. And also end it late vis-a-vis the Inuyim and the Malacha. You can't separate one from the other. They're inextricably linked. Like I said, the Rabbi calls it Hilchos Shvisas Asor. There are a bunch of cessations. Cessation of eating and drinking. Cessation of the Inuyim too as well. And therefore, cessations that, you know, fulfill themselves in the Inuyim. So that's why it's a package deal. So, Lamaisa, I want you to keep that in mind, that it's a mitzvah midiraisa of the mitzvah of Tosef. It's very, very important, that Kiddush. Okay, now when we talk about Sikkim, you should not use deodorant at all during Yom Kippur. Okay? Even to get rid of sweat. Tisha B'Av, it's okay, but use a lot before and a lot afterwards. But you don't use during Yom Kippur. That's an Isra of Sikkim. The Rav Shah, the Rav is deodorant, so the other Shah says the Rabbanu. As you're showing it, but you got to be cognizant of it, Lamaisa. Rechitza, you do up to your fist, yes? Your fist when you wash. You don't go down to your wrist. Okay? Very important din.
That's knuckles. Is that,
what did you say?
That was knuckles. Is that,
yeah, these. These are the knuckles, no?
Yeah,
yeah, these. Not this one. These. You know, these knuckles. So you got to be careful. You can't use the soap. So you try to be clean, you have to clean something up on, then you have no choice. But the bottom line is everything's equal. You shouldn't do that either. To use the salt, soap, lumaisa, because it'd be a problem of seeking. And this mitzvah of Tosefis is critical. Now, it was brought up before, we said about Kiddush. I want you to keep in mind what the Tosefis Rid says. You know what the Tosefis Rid says? When you daven Shmoneh Esrei Ma'ariv, yes, what are you supposed to do? You say the bracha. You know the bracha that Miranda would say? It's Mekadosh Yisrael, Machalal Yishir, Yisrael, Machalal Yishiv, Yishirun, Kol Beis Yisrael. You should have in mind Kiddush too. When you daven that bracha of Ma'ariv, you have in mind for Ma'ariv, but you also have in mind for Kiddush. So by saying those words, the Tosefis Rid says you'll be Yitzhak Kiddush, believe it or not, on Yom Kippur. With those words, because the words alone might be what is the mitzvah of Kiddush. So that's what we have in mind. Now, when you go to Shul, the Sikh of the Zaka early, you can also say the Tefillah of Rav Nisim Gaon too. It's another passage in our, to say as well. And the bottom line is we say the Vidui by Mincha before the Sunim Afsekis, then it says that's the mitzvah of Simcha. Sunim Afsekis is where you wash. Better to have Lechem Mishnah. But you say vidui because, you, God forbid, if a person would choke during the Sunim Afsekis, you want to make sure you did vidui before Allah l'maisa. Okay? You want to make sure you did vidui before. Now, there's an Indian to try to go to the mikveh. Rasad, you don't even need to say a bracha. We don't paskin that you say a bracha, but if you can, you should try to go. COVID, a lot of people didn't go for a year or two. But l'maisa, you should keep this in mind, that you know, this halacha is critical when it comes to what? When it comes to Yom Kippur and the eating and drinking. Now, if you have to take a pill, what do? The person has to take a pill. What do? He's got to take a blood pressure pill. He's got to take, otherwise, if he doesn't take a blood pressure pill, he could have a stroke, God forbid. So what do? So Shevna says you take a little bit of Listerine or mouthwash, drink it, and that allows you to swallow. If you can't swallow a pill without liquid, God forbid, you could choke. So it's not going to hurt you, just a little bit of mouthwash. I do that for every fast. He says you only have to do it for Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Another fast, you can take a little bit of water. I do mouthwash on every one of them. If there's a pill they have to take. Okay? You don't drink any water. Certainly now the caffeine pill, some people take, they get a horrible migraine headache if they're coffee drinkers, but you can only take that caffeine pill if you use mouthwash. You cannot use water at all on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av to swallow a pill. Use a little bit of mouthwash, not too much, you don't want to get sick, but if you take a little bit, you won't get sick at all. No problem. Okay? Because you need some liquid to be able to swallow it. So that's the halachal maisa. So you got to be, you know, get ready. In the midst we talked about of eating an erev Yom Kippur, place where that starts tonight. But you have to prepare yourselves properly. Get up early and die ready for the davening with kavonim. And making a real deal throughout the machzor that, you know, vidu is all over the machzor, but saying you're not going to sin again is only mentioned here and there. And also saying, you know, guilt about it. That's also not so much. You got to think about these things. You have to ask Hashem for forgiveness too, which we do. In order, that might be what Rabbeinu Yonah means in the mitzvah of Hashem Tataru. There's a special mitzvah of tshuva on Yom Kippur. That is because you have a chronic relationship with him. You ask him for forgiveness. That relationship is critical. Yes, Jonathan.
Could Rabbi speak a little bit about kaparis?
Kaparis, you could do. It's a machlekes mechaber Rabbah. Mechaber says not to do it. The Rabbah says you should. I try to do it with my children. Hold a chicken. So you put you put the aveiras in the chicken. If you can, you should try to do it. If you can, you can.
Or money.
Yeah, better chicken if you can. If you can, you have chicken, you have money. Okay, I want to wish everyone a second. Happy, healthy year. Gemar chasim et toivah. Now, Thursday, we will have Shir Gleaner at 10.